Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. This is Alex Cooper filling in for Jeffrey Davis today. Our guest in the studio this morning is Tobias Goebel, the Director of Emerging Technology at Aspect Software. And Tobias is in today to talk to us about chatbot software and how chatbots will change our world. Welcome, Tobias.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what chatbots are and how people are using them.
Sure. So chatbots, I mean, the general definition is computer programs that simulate conversations with humans. Now, that doesn't say much. It could mean a lot of things. It actually does mean a lot of things. You can use chatbots in all areas from, you know, gaming. You might remember the old text adventures where you were interacting with the computer and going through some adventure worlds. They've actually seen a bit of a renaissance now on the Amazon Echo and the Google Home. There's now voice bots and voice games of that nature. Where they're more interesting really is in the business world to help in the different phases of the customer journey. So you can think of chatbots applied in marketing when you try to attract new customers, and you kind of want to have that, you know, individual one-on-one conversation with the consumer, but you can't really do that because you can't scale like that. Chatbots are a way to scale and engage with customers at scale by simulating conversations, you know, in plain English, and, you know, just engaging about the brand. An area where I'm focused on is actually customer service. Mm-hmm. So the idea of taking all the information, all the data you have in your enterprise and in your customer relationship management systems and expose it through a conversational interface to your customers. So rather than, you know, you calling a company and trying to find out where's your order, right, from a retailer, or what's your balance from your bank, or what the status of your claim is with your insurance, or, you know, when your next appointment was again with that doctor, whatever the use case, or going on the web and logging in and navigating menus and browse their websites, or opening a mobile app, logging in, trying to find the right menu option. You just basically take the question that's on your mind and put it in a message, whether it's SMS, Facebook Messenger, could be a Twitter DM. Just throw it out there and it's up for the business to answer it.
Wow. So how does that actually happen?
Good question. What's interesting is that it's actually not so much about technology. People, you know, think there has been this breakthrough in like artificial intelligence, and there has been some advancements in AI, but not necessarily in the area of, you know, taking a message and interpreting it the right way. That is something that machines can do, but only if you really teach them and program them to and design the right experience. So in my mind, it's more about, you know, thinking through how a conversation would be with, let's say, a customer service agent in your call center. Mm-hmm. And then writing a software program that simulates that, takes the same steps, greets the customer, you know, responds when they say hello, right? And doesn't say, I'm sorry, I didn't get that, please repeat, or something. So being a bit more natural, being a bit more human-like, but really scripting out a conversation. And what's interesting is that I think the industry is waking up to the fact that you don't need software engineers to build that. What you need is actually creative writers. So what might be surprising to some is that, you know, firms such as Capital One, who have been one of the first banks to launch a so-called skill on the Amazon Echo, they've actually hired storyboard writers from Pixar, the animation studio, because these are people that know how to write in language, that know how to script a conversation. So, you know, we need, I think, a new initiative to attract creative talent, writers, designers, actors, you know, playwrights, whatever it is, psychologists, linguists. So a new kind of, you know, design talent to really make this engaging and interesting conversations versus these kind of robotic, monotonous, you know, I'm sorry I didn't understand what you said.
Well, that's a really interesting breakthrough. I mean, I can imagine the number of types of conversations that might be necessary for you to come up with in this kind of chatbot world that we're talking about. So there are a lot of scenarios. So do those get pre-programmed into chatbot, or are they?
The scenarios get pre-programmed. I mean, there's different approaches. Technically speaking, you could try a kind of traditional AI approach, which is called machine learning. Mm-hmm. That's one of the techniques in AI. I mean, AI generally is the idea of, you know, teaching a computer to solve a problem like a human would, or mm-hmm. to act like a human would, whether it's, you know, playing chess, whether it's recognizing an image and seeing, oh, there is a cat in that image, right? I mean, mm-hmm. many people might not know, if you pull up your iPhone, you go to the Photos app, there's a search button in the top right, you can click it, and you can type in things you're looking for, faces, building, tower, cat, dog, whatever. Whatever you put in, the system then says, here are the pictures that show that in the picture. That's an application of AI. You didn't tell your iPhone that these pictures had cats in them or buildings or whatever. It knows that from having been trained. When we talk about like programming conversations, you could, in theory, give a system tens of thousands of transcripts of previous chats, let's say from your contact center, mm-hmm. And then determine, okay, if the customer says this, that means X, and X will trigger the following answer. But then you need to take, you know, live data into consideration, things about this particular customer, right? If somebody asks, what's my balance, and the answer is $50, you don't want to say $50 to everyone, right? Mm-hmm. So you need to include that dynamic data. So you can accomplish that through a mix of, you know, creative writing, programming, explicit programming, decision trees, good old expert systems, but you can sprinkle in some machine learning to improve the accuracy of the understanding.
That still sounds really complicated, because I feel like even in the human customer service experience, when you're dealing with online chat or however you're trying to get customer service, it seems like the process doesn't work as well as one would hope.
So. Yeah, I mean, you could think about this whole thing differently. You could say, look, it's not technology. What you're really doing is you're hiring a new type of employee. Mm-hmm. You could call them a digital employee. Mm-hmm. So think about what you do when you hire a call center agent. On day one, you put them through a training program. They learn about your business. They learn the business rules. They learn how to, you know, help customers. Of course, they bring a lot with them. They bring normal ability to speak, to understand language. If you hire a digital employee, you also have to train them and explain to them, okay, if this question comes in, you want to answer it this way. You will find the answer to that question in this database, in this FAQ, et cetera. So it's a similar process conceptually mm-hmm. to train this new hire. Mm-hmm. But because they're digital and they're software, they never get sick. They work 24/7. They never ask for a pay raise. They always produce consistent work. They only get better over time. They speak multiple languages. And really, they're becoming kind of your dream employee if you keep investing into them.
Interesting.
And that's, I think, a change in mindset that needs mm-hmm. to happen from, oh, let's create this interactive voice response IVR system, or let's create this chatbot. It's a 3 months project, then it's done. No, it's never done. Mm-hmm. Like, you never stop training and mentoring your employees.
Well, in theory, anyway.
In theory. Yeah.
Do you have examples of companies that are using this and using these kind of systems well?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. We built a chatbot about 2 years ago for a hotel chain in London. It's the Radisson Blu Edwardian. And so we excited them about the idea, and we created this persona called Edward, mm-hmm. derived from Edwardian. Plus, it's a great name for like a butler or mm-hmm. you know, servant. So when guests check in, the front desk staff ask them, would you like to engage with Edward during your stay? And if they say yes, they press a button. The front desk presses a button, and then we send a text message, a greeting message to that guest's phone. And from then on, they can ask questions like, do you have a gym? Where is your swimming pool? Is breakfast included in my stay? And you know, can I get a massage in the spa or whatever the use case is? And that bot has been accepted extraordinarily well. You see it mentioned in online reviews on TripAdvisor and those sites. Their net promoter score has gone up as a result. They found that they can use Edward also to kind of influence guests' behavior, for instance, by saying, hey, it's 7:45 a.m. The breakfast restaurant right now is pretty empty. If you go now, you'll find a seat. Or, hey, we still have some open slots for another massage if you're interested. So they're starting using it for upsell opportunities. And it's really working well, and guests love it. And there's a funny story about it where an older lady, actually, after she checked out, she handed over an envelope with a 10 quid note to trying to tip Edward, not realizing he's not a real person.
Oh, that's too funny.
Very adorable.
Does Edward take Bitcoin?
That is an excellent question. We should make him take Bitcoin. Very good. Very good.
Oh, that is really very impressive what's going on with that. So is there a way for, like, you know, the average entrepreneur to figure out how they can take advantage of this? Is this only reserved for big companies with big budgets?
No, it's not. There's a lot of tools out there that can be used free of charge to get started. There's help all over the place. If you want to have a look at aspect.ai, that's a landing page, particularly for all things chatbot, natural language understanding. So it's a place where you can learn about the topic. And you can start, you know, building these experiences, but you really got to think through what you want to accomplish. In the spirit of, you know, hiring a new digital employee, what do you want this employee to do? What do you want this employee to know? Put yourself into the shoes of the customer. If they approach you, let's say, on your Facebook page and they click the message button, you know, look at how what customers are asking today or saying today. Think about what you want to accomplish. Try, you know, maybe using it for marketing purposes. Conversational marketing is a new trend. Conversational commerce is actually a kind of a trend that was started in 2016 as a kind of hot buzzword in the industry. If you Google, you'll find a lot of great, you know, tutorials and ways to get this started. And since, you know, since the launch of Facebook's bots program in early 2016. It's been 1.5 years roughly now. A lot has happened. A lot has been, you know, written about it, and a lot of, you know, help has been put out there. So I think you can find that jumpstart help out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need a conversational chatbot to help me program radio shows.
There you go. Working on that.
Yeah. So what's the best way for people to get in touch with you if they want to find out more?
Yeah, so go to aspect.ai. That's one area where I'm also present with some of my writing and some of my thought leadership. And if you want to reach me on Twitter, that's probably the easiest, at tpgoebel. That's tpgoebel. And we can get into a conversation. I have not yet built a chatbot for my own purposes. I've started working on it, but I want it to be good. So I'm still kind of, you know, noodling over it. But reach out to me on Twitter. I'd love to have a conversation.
Well, that sounds great. Well, thank you for coming in today and joining us on Radio Entrepreneurs. This is, we've been talking with Tobias Goebel of Aspect Software. He's the director of emerging technology, and he's been telling us all we need to know about chatbots and finding out more about them. So thank you. We'll be right back after these messages.